Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, discussing a memorable event you attended. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about memorable events, as these topics allow examiners to assess your ability to describe experiences, express emotions, and use a range of vocabulary. This article will guide you through answering questions about a memorable event you attended, providing sample answers and key strategies to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Each part requires different skills and strategies, which we'll explore in the context of discussing a memorable event. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about events and celebrations. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Do you enjoy attending events? Sample answer. Absolutely. I'm quite the social butterfly, and I find events to be a fantastic way to connect with people and create lasting memories. Whether it's a cultural festival, a friend's wedding, or even a professional conference, I always look forward to the unique experiences each event brings. Sample question 2. What kind of events do you usually attend? Sample answer. I tend to gravitate towards a variety of events. I'm particularly fond of music festivals because they offer an immersive experience with live performances and a great atmosphere. I also enjoy attending art exhibitions as they broaden my horizons and expose me to new creative ideas. Additionally, I make it a point to participate in local community events to stay connected with my neighborhood and contribute to its vibrancy. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to a memorable event. Sample cue card. Describe a memorable event you attended recently. You should say what the event was, where and when it took place, who was there with you, and explain why it was memorable for you. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a truly unforgettable event I attended recently, my best friend's wedding. This joyous occasion took place last summer in a picturesque vineyard just outside my hometown. The wedding was held on a perfect sunny day in July, with the ceremony set against the backdrop of rolling hills covered in lush grapevines. The venue was absolutely breathtaking, creating a romantic atmosphere that perfectly complemented the couple's love story. I was there as one of the bridesmaids, along with a close-knit group of our mutual friends. The bride's and groom's families were also present, creating a warm and intimate gathering of about 100 people. This event was particularly memorable for several reasons. Firstly, seeing my best friend, whom I've known since childhood, embark on this new chapter of her life was incredibly moving. The genuine happiness radiating from the couple was contagious, and it filled everyone with a sense of joy and hope. Secondly, the attention to detail in the wedding planning was remarkable. From the handwritten vows that brought tears to everyone's eyes to the carefully curated playlist that kept us dancing all night, every element reflected the couple's personality and love story. Lastly, the event provided a rare opportunity for old friends to reconnect and create new shared memories. We spent the evening reminiscing about old times, sharing laughter, and making new inside jokes that I'm sure we'll be recalling for years to come. In essence, this wedding was more than just a celebration of love. It was a beautiful reminder of the importance of friendship, family, and cherishing life's special moments. The memories from that day continue to bring a smile to my face whenever I think about them, making it truly one of the most memorable events I've ever attended. Follow-up questions. How did you prepare for this event? Were there any unexpected moments during the event? Sample answers. To prepare for the wedding, I was actively involved in several aspects. As a bridesmaid, I helped coordinate the bridal shower and bachelorette party. I also assisted in selecting the bridesmaid dresses and contributed ideas for the wedding favors. Additionally, I spent time writing a heartfelt speech to deliver at the reception, reflecting on our years of friendship and expressing my well wishes for the couple's future. Yes, there were a couple of delightful surprises. The most memorable was when the groom unexpectedly serenaded the bride during the reception with a song he had written himself. It was a touching moment that caught everyone off guard and left hardly a dry eye in the room. Another unexpected highlight was when a sudden light rain shower created a stunning rainbow over the vineyard, providing a magical backdrop for photos and adding an extra layer of enchantment to the day. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Sample question 1. How have social events changed in your country over the past few decades? Sample answer. Social events in my country have undergone significant transformations over the past few decades, largely due to technological advancements and shifting cultural norms. One notable change is the increased integration of technology into events. For instance, it's now common to see live streaming of weddings for guests who can't attend in person, or the use of social media walls at corporate events to encourage engagement. Moreover, there's been a noticeable shift towards more personalized and experiential events. People are moving away from traditional formal gatherings and opting for unique, memorable experiences that reflect their individual tastes and values. This could be seen in the rise of themed weddings, interactive corporate retreats, or immersive cultural festivals. Another significant change is the growing emphasis on sustainability in event planning. Many event organizers are now prioritizing eco-friendly practices, such as using digital invitations, choosing venues with green certifications, and opting for locally sourced organic catering options. Lastly, there's been a broadening of what's considered a social event. With the rise of online communities, we're seeing more virtual gatherings and hybrid events that combine in-person and online elements, allowing for greater inclusivity and participation across geographical boundaries. These changes reflect broader societal shifts towards digitalization, personalization, sustainability, and global connectivity, and I believe they've generally made social events more diverse, inclusive, and engaging. Sample question 2. Do you think traditional celebrations will continue to be important in the future? Sample answer. I firmly believe that traditional celebrations will continue to hold significance in the future, albeit potentially in evolved forms. These celebrations serve several crucial functions in society that are unlikely to diminish over time. Firstly, traditional celebrations act as cultural anchors, helping to preserve and transmit heritage from one generation to the next. In our increasingly globalized world, these events provide a sense of identity and continuity that many people find valuable. Secondly, these celebrations often serve as important social bonding opportunities. They bring families and communities together, fostering connections and strengthening relationships. In an age where digital communication often replaces face-to-face interaction, the value of these in-person gatherings may actually increase. However, I anticipate that we'll see these traditions adapt to contemporary contexts. For instance, we might observe a blending of traditional elements with modern practices. A Lunar New Year celebration might incorporate virtual reality experiences alongside traditional foods and customs, allowing for a fusion of old and new. Moreover, as societies become more multicultural, we may see an increased exchange and adoption of traditions across cultural lines. This could lead to richer, more diverse celebrations that reflect our interconnected world. Lastly, I believe there will be a growing emphasis on making traditional celebrations more inclusive and sustainable. This could involve adapting rituals to be more environmentally friendly or reinterpreting traditions to be more inclusive of diverse family structures and identities. In essence, while the form of traditional celebrations may evolve, their fundamental role in preserving culture, fostering community, and marking significant life events will likely ensure their continued importance in the future. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases to incorporate. Unforgettable, double, adjective, impossible to forget, very memorable. Example: the stunning fireworks display was an unforgettable finale to the event. Momentous, mentous, adjective, of great importance or significance, especially in having a bearing on future events. Example, graduating from university was a momentous occasion in my life. To cherish, verb, to hold or treat as dear, feel love for. Example, I will always cherish the memories of that special day. Atmosphere, noun, the pervading tone or mood of a place, situation, or creative work. Example, the candlelit dinner created a romantic atmosphere. To commemorate, memorate, verb, to recall and show respect for someone or something in a ceremony. Example, we gathered to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the historic event. Milestone, millstone, noun, an important event, as in a person's career, the history of a nation, or the advancement of knowledge in a field, a turning point. Example, buying our first home together was a significant milestone in our relationship. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for excelling in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in English conversations daily, even if it's just talking to yourself in the mirror. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics and use them in context. Work on fluency. Focus on speaking smoothly without too many pauses or hesitations. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Explain your thoughts and provide examples to support them. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Showcase your language skills by using a mix of simple and complex sentences. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner wants you to do well. Stay relaxed and let your personality shine through. By following these strategies and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss any memorable event in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to speak naturally and confidently while showcasing your English language skills. For more tips on describing specific types of events, you might find these articles helpful. How to describe a time you attended a special family event in IELTS speaking. Describe a time when you attended a birthday party. Describe a time when you attended a religious event. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.